B'choros, Perek Dalet, Mishnah 4, 5, the Mishnah continued to discuss the process and the rules around a mumcha checking a b'chor for a blemish. Now, in general, the rule is that to facilitate any mitzvah, one may not charge money. And that will be the topic of the next Mishnah. Now, simply ruling on a b'chor itself may be performing a mitzvah, but there's a lot involved in ruling on a b'chor because you have to essentially take the animal down physically and tie it up. And that's a big job. And therefore, while in theory one could charge for those services, the problem is there's a natural conflict of interest because the mumcha taking, you know, wages, taking pay for ruling on a b'chor might essentially say, listen, I'll be lenient and say your b'chor is a balmum, meaning you're allowed to eat it, to stop paying for its food, etc., so you can eat it now, in exchange for a certain amount of money. And therefore, of course, there's a bias towards getting more money and to be like known as the lenient guy who always rules every b'chor balmum kavua, and he'll make money off that and so on. And therefore, our Mishnah says, Hanotel schar liyosro b'choros ein shochten al piv. In general, one may not charge for ruling on a blemish for a b'chor. And if one does take money for such a service, so then his ruling is invalid, meaning you can't rely on it to slaughter the animal, assuming that it is the balm kavug. We're afraid, again, of conflicts of interest and misbehavior and, you know, and corruption in the system. However, ela'im ken haya mumcha ka'ayala biyavne. The exception is if, in addition to being performed as a mumcha, meaning an expert in terms of the halachos and, you know, that's called the science around ruling on a b'chor, if a person already has a confirmation from the Bezdin that he is like a recognized chassid and he is sort of above reproach and not likely to be corrupted by being paid to run the service, to provide the service, then he could take wages under a couple of very specific conditions. So first of all, the Mishnah says, if he elim ken haya mumcha ka'ayala biyavna, the famous chassid named Ayala, who lived in the town of Yavna, and he sheitir lo chacham lios notel arba isaros bevehema daka v'shisha begasa. They permitted him there in Yavna to rule on b'choros because he was sort of above reproach. We didn't assume he'd be corruptible. But still, there were safeguards in place. First of all, he had to charge the same amount of money whether he ruled that an animal was a tam or a balmum. So he has no incentive to go either way. He's got a fixed wage. He can't raise his prices. It's specifically for Isaros for a small animal, like a goat or a sheep, and six for a larger, for a cow. The reason why, of course, is because it's a lot more work to take a cow down than to take a sheep down and tie it up. Therefore, the wage is a little bit more, but he has a fixed wage. He gets the same whether he rules that it's a balmum or a tam, or a mum over, for that matter, a temporary mum. In addition, the Gemara speaks out that it has to be that he only gets to charge that fee one time per animal. Why? Because if he could get paid for a second investigation, so then he'd be actually have an incentive to say this animal has a mum, which I think is a mum over, come back in a week and I'll check it again. So he comes back a second time, he could charge a second amount. So the point is, therefore, it's a fixed amount, regardless of whether he is lenient or strict, and one per animal, regardless if he has to look at it 100 times. So therefore, the Mishnah says that he could charge notal arba yisaras b'behema daka, four for a small animal, and shisha bagasa for a big animal, bein tamim, bein balmum, whether he rules that it is tamim and therefore cannot be slaughtered, or balmum and yes, mum kavua, he could be slaughtered. Halacha basically follows this Mishnah to whatever extent that halacha is applicable to b'choros, but the Bartanura brings the Rambam who says this definitely is applicable to a shochet who's ruling on the kashrus of an animal. The shochet can't charge more money for ruling, like say for saying that someone's kosher if it's not kosher. Because if he would charge, let's say he only gets paid if it says it's kosher, and he doesn't get paid if it says it's treif, so then of course he has an incentive to say it's kosher when it really isn't necessarily kosher. Okay, so they must get paid a fixed, the shochetin who are passing on the animals must get paid a fixed amount when they say kosher or treif.